big white oak or red oak, about that big around, and we'd cut them 10 foot long, and then we'd split them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Split them open, keep splitting them down, splitting them railed out. We'd make wooden gluts, we called them. We'd have steel wedge to start them with, and then we'd have them wooden gluts, split them on out. We'd just start them, yes, split out of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
If we split off one, maybe that wide, we'll split it through the middle and make two rails.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll cut one block 5 foot long, that makes a short rail.
Mm-hmm.
Lay it across this way and long and go this way and shorten this way.
Hmm. Would they have a post there, or they just...
No, just lay them like this, cornered.
Mm-hmm.
Be a short corner just like this now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Save your line running right with this table.
Yes, sir.
You put a short rail here and a long one down here.
Yes.
And
sir.
A short and back here, and then a long one again. We had to keep it on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Come this way and this way.
Hmm.
This corner here would be on the line, this one over here would be on the line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Took quite a lot of ground, you see.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Put a rail fast.
Mm-hmm. Sound like pretty hard work, too, putting it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how long, you remember when y'all first started using the wire fences? The wire fences? When would y'all first start using those?
Well, the first wire fence we had was a barbed wire.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, I guess that was back in 1906 or 7. When we put when Webster bought that place down there, we used some barbed wire. We did a place all the fire, all fenced up the rails.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, after bought that farm down there, and we bought some barbed wire to put cross fences in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then we had a rail fence on the road all the way down.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
But then we put in a cross fence out of barbed wire.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Down to the creek. Mm-hmm.
Did any of them ever use fences out of rock or stones, anything like that?
No, we never did use any. Up here in Kentucky, there's got a lot of them stone fences up there around the farm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When you talk about hunting and stuff as a boy, what kind of games when you were a little kid would you play? What things would y'all, when you were a little child, what kind of games and so forth would you play?
What time would you hunt for?
Yes, sir. What kind of games would you play?
What kind of games would you play? Didn't play much.
Yes, sir.
Get in a cob fight sometimes.
Yes, sir.
What cobs around barn lot, so called one another. Get out in the wintertime on them ponds. We had a few sloughs down on the bottom where the old creek had been changing on. They'd freeze over and we'd skate on that. And I never did play much.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have time.
Did y'all make things like swings and so forth when you were?
Well, we usually had a swing, mostly a grapevine swing. Go out in the woods, there's plenty of grapevines in them old trees, you know.
Yes.
Cut them off. They'd run away up there, they'd be about that big around down there, and cut them off. Up about that high off the ground, hold them, swing back and forth on them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Hmm?
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Did you ever take a plank or something like that and put it across a stump and go up and down on it like that?
Yeah, lots of time. Seesaw horse, we call it.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Did you ever take that plank and maybe anchor it down there in the middle so you could go round and round?
Yeah, on a stump or something.
Yes.
Yeah. Been sold off them one a lot of time.
Oh, what'd y'all call that?
Yes,
yeah. What did they call that kind of thing where you go round and round?
Some of them called it flying jenny.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes.
That's about all I know it's called back then, flying jenny.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.